The marineros leap like monkeys about the rigging. I run to the back of the plaza, beyond the Hospital de Nuestra Señora de la Consolación. I push past merchants snatching, haggling, outbidding, past porters and slaves stumbling under the weight of their parcels, the painted women weaving their way, bold-eyed through the crowd, past the children squealing with delight at the acrobats tumbling on the wooded hill, and the Indio musicians, whose song of harps and flutes floats above it all. But the scaffold stops me. Two slaves await there today. Both men, at least, not children. Chained by collar and cuffs, ready for boiling fat to be poured upon their naked flesh. Runaways, then. Caught running for their freedom in the hidden places of the mountains. Their eyes are fixed there now, on the steel-grey rock rising behind the town and beyond, to the unseen narrow passes and secret valleys that would have shielded them. I will not look. I fly, past the torture of the slaves, to the alley where the meanest merchants linger, to the stall of the mestizo Felipe, who will keep some offcuts for me. I see him through the crowd from afar, fuller in the belly than when I saw him last. He prospers. Bales of Chinese silks, cottons of Luzon, and muslins from India overflow from three full barrel tops.
Maria!
He welcomes me with outstretched arms, and I fold into him. He still smells of the long voyage from Manila. The sour sweat crusted into his linen and the pitch that can never be got out of canvas. I pull away from the stench of his armpit. What have you for me?
Nothing, Moza. I thought you dead. Where were you last year?
I do not wish to think of where I was last year. I reach out to feel a beautiful silk of emerald green.
God has been good to you, Philippe.
I have been good to me.
How much for a piece of this?
He snatches it away. I cannot discount that.
He shakes his head.
I have a family.
He raises his brow and I realize I have not asked. How is Nicolas?
Well,
he nods.
He misses you.
He looks both ways to see who is about.
Come back with the sheep, he urges. Give your master the slip.
I fold my arms.
Four times I have made the crossing to or from Manila, and four times I made my peace to die. Twice I sailed in a fleet that lost a ship and all who were in it. 12 weeks or more of the eternal grey sea and unblinking horizon. And what is the point? Nicolas is all very well. He is a dear, sweet child, but he is not my own. And Manila is no different from Acapulco or Mexico or Veracruz or Valparaiso. I am a slave in every corner of this new world. Philippe shrugs.
This one, I can give you for 8 pesos.
He offers me a bolt of black silk. A little embroidery. Make a mantle of it. You can sell it in Lima for 15.
I scowl at him.
4.
5.
He smiles. And this, for your hair. He shows me a length of calico.
I eye it greedily.
My hair has been uncovered at the mercy of every marinero who would tug and grab at it since Gaspar the Cooper pulled off my silken wrap and threw it in the sea.
I take it and gather up my salt stiff curls into a fine double knot at my forehead. Such relief. I fish out 5 coins from my pouch at my waist, poking about to check how many remain. Some 40 or thereabouts. 120 I will need,
this far from the North Ocean ports. And that is if...